And a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Welcome to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau there in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. We've got a great show ahead. I'm going to mess this up. I know I am. But Aaron Helleben from the Western Planters Cotton Gin out of Hobart, Oklahoma is on the show with me today. He'll come on here in the second segment. But first, we got rain. It's been raining here so far. We've got 26 100s here this morning at the studio. And just down, let me see. I was looking at that a while ago. Up around Alva in that area, inch and a half, even some 2-inch area, 2-inch up there. And pretty much of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle were around a tenth to a quarter inch, but it's still raining, more rain in the forecast. We were looking a while ago, there's rain forecast 7 days of the next 10 here in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, down around Warrica and Ringland, down in there along the Red River, 2, 3, 4 inches of rain so far. So anyway, it's going good. Let's check out the temperatures. Looks like Mangum, you're the hot spot in Western Oklahoma at 70 degrees, 66 at Arnett, 64 at the May Ranch, Fairview, you're 68. Out here in Oklahoma Panhandle, Beaver, you're at 64. And out here in Texas, we got 65 at Lipscomb, 66 at McLean, 67 at Wellington, and 69 at Odell. So, all right, let's see what's happening. Happened overnight in the ag market. Oh, before I get into that, I forgot this yesterday. I didn't remember to do that. How's that? Anyway, I want to do it right now. 1 mile east, 1 mile south of Berlin, somewhere in that area over there, if you're missing a brindle cow with a green ear tag, I know the guy that has it. Anyway, 1 mile east, 1 mile south of Berlin, brindle cow. If you're missing one, here's your number, 580-515-3884. 580-515-3884. You guys be careful out in that area there, basically south of 6 Highway. I guess the sheriff's and highway patrol department is out there looking for some missing subjects out of a car. So be careful out there, and somebody runs out in front of you, just go ahead and run them over. And then if somebody throws something at you, just keep on driving. But anyway, be careful out there. They got some suspects they're looking for. They don't know if they're armed or not. But anyway, so that's what's going on there. Okay, let's see what happened in the ag world overnight. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as investors focused on strong Russian exports. Russia, the world's largest exporter of the grain, is expected to ship 49 million metric tons of wheat this year, according to the USDA. That's up from the previous projection of 48 million. Exports from Russia will help offset declines in shipments from Ukraine, which will export 11 million metric tons of grain this year, down from 17 million last year. Argentina is expected to export 11.5 million metric tons of wheat this year, up from only 4.5 million tons a year earlier, also offsetting declines from Ukraine. Steel global production is now seen at 787.3 million metric tons, down from 790 million tons the previous marketing year. What else is going on? Poland said it plans to embargo Ukraine grain to protect its farmers, and Hungary has signaled it will ban grain from the war-torn country starting September 15th, according to the media. So that's tomorrow. Wheat futures fell 5.5 pennies overnight to 591¾ a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 6 cents to $7.38¾ a bushel. Corn for December delivery was down a penny and a half to 480 and three quarter bushels. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 2 cents to 1351 and three quarter bushel. Soy meal added a buck 80 to 396.60 a short ton, while soy oil fell 0.12 cents to 61.6 cents a pound. Weather, dry weather forecast for parts of Iowa, Minnesota. Extreme dry weather expected in counties in northwestern Iowa, southwestern Minnesota, northeastern Nebraska, and southeastern South Dakota. Increasing chances for wildfires, according to the data from the National Weather Service. Temperatures are also expected to be above normal, which, along with gusty winds and low humidity, will create tinderbox-like conditions. Storms are forecast to rumble through parts of western Oklahoma and north Texas again this afternoon, bringing heavy rain and localized flooding to their region. Thunderstorms will persist in the area through Saturday, though severe weather is not expected. How about that? Well, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. It's Oklahoma's largest general farm organization, with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus. Our work and efforts span on all of agriculture, as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best. That's growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by going to their office there in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579, or just get on the website and go okfarmbureau.org. All right, well, we're going to take a quick Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, we're going to talk cotton today. Finally, I get somebody on here that can be serious with me besides Jimmy Rhodes about talking about cotton. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Once again, a good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 11th. 2,255 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 425 brought 318, 10 at 504 brought 288, 13 at 546 brought 255, 5 at 573 brought 251, 11 at 782 brought 256.50, 16 at 784 brought 255.50, 17 at 871 brought 243.50, 5 head of heifers at 402 brought 296, 9 at 467 brought 265, 6 at 521 brought 231, 4 at 549 brought 230, 5 at 745 brought 231, 10 at 796 brought 232.50, 3 at 827 brought 228, butcher cows were 55 to 126, butcher bulls brought 80 to 138, bred cows were 1625 to 1800. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As you can tell, I didn't pay attention in school. So anyway, all right, well, welcome back to Today in Ag, and we got a lot going on today. I was sitting here trying to make sure. So are you German, Italian? What are you?
I'm just straight up American.
So anyway, Aaron Heilman, did I get it right?
Heilman, yes, sir.
Oh, I got it right. Anyway, the E is silent. So anyway, from the Western Planters Cotton Gin here, you're currently the assistant manager there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much I'm the ginner that kind of got another hat thrown on top of me, so I kind of do both.
So you're the ginner.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. That's more important than anything right good. Now. Yeah, you're the ginner. Anyway, we're going to talk cotton today, and we were just sitting there. I was making sure I pronounced his last name right.
So close enough.
It was close enough. So if I say it wrong during the show, don't anybody text in and say anything funny at all, because I ain't going to listen to it. But anyway, hey, I want to say, give a big shout out to a couple of pretty good kids that I really love a lot. Blaze and Brady. I know you're listening out there. So anyway, you guys keep culture under control, would you? So anyway, you guys have a good time out there. All right, well, Western Planters Cotton Gin, Hobart, Oklahoma. Where is it there in Hobart?
It's just going to be on the south side of Hobart.
Highway there?
On the north side, right there on the highway.
Yes. On the highway? Okay, cool. And anyway, how long has it been there?
I want to say I've been there 3 seasons. This will be my 4th, and they ran a couple before.
Okay, I got you. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the plant.
Well, it's the largest gin in the state of Oklahoma. It's basically 2 gins under one roof.
Okay.
So we can be gin and cotton for 2 different farmers at the same time. And it's a 7 gin stand plant. So it can put some cotton through.
Through there.
Yeah. And they, it was... These gins were taken down from out east where they're having problems with weeds, and this cotton's just not like happening, and they've moved over to grow other crops.
Crops.
And they brought them back over here.
Right. How far east, out of curiosity?
Tennessee, and the other one came out of like West Helena, just it's Arkansas, but might as well be Mississippi because you can see the river from there.
So, right.
Yeah.
It's the Mississippi Delta.
Yes.
I was caught totally off guard about 5 or 6 years ago when I went up to Greenfield, anyway, up there in Kansas, where the tornado wiped out the whole town up there. When I was driving down that highway, I was caught off guard there about 5 or 6 years ago when I seen a cotton gin up there. Like, what?
Yeah, the Kansas is kind of starting to build some, and they're getting a lot of cotton up there.
Well, that's good. So anyway, so tell listeners out there that don't know a lot about cotton ginning, and I'm one of them. I've been around it, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of people just curious. So when they bring the cotton in, whether it be in modules or bales, what's the process there?
Well, you're going to call them in and let us know where they are, give us location, and we'll send module trucks out and pick them up, or semis, depending on if it's squares or rounds. And then we wait until we have an entire farm to, and we gin that farm off. And
before
we,
you go get them?
And we do them, and we're going to do them in order.
Right.
So, yeah, from the time that it's called in.
Right.
And so from there, you know, the modules go off the module yard and onto the module feeder, and we'll run it through the gen.
Gotcha. What which is easier, the modules or the bales?
Oh, the rounds or the squares?
Yeah.
It kind of depends on who you're talking to in the gen. If you're the guy on the module feeder, the squares by far. But, you know, if you're the guy genning, you kind of like the rounds because they have a tendency to be a little bit more weather tight. And right. You don't have a lot of surprises in them that you can on the squares.
Okay, this is a question I've been asked a million times, and I don't think I've actually ever asked a cotton farmer what or cotton producer, let me say that.
When did we go to producer from farmer?
I don't know. Anyway, I guess it's the woke system we got going on. So. But anyway, so they came out with these round balers, cotton balers, or not round, well, they're round, but anyway, cotton balers. You see a lot of cotton still left on the stalks when they're done. Do you know the reasoning behind that?
Yeah.
My grandpa back in the day, if he'd have seen that cotton out there, he'd have had a stroke.
Well, what you're describing is more of the picker versus the stripper.
Right.
And the picker, it has a lot of the stuff that you see on the stalk, you didn't want anyway.
It hurt the grade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
But the picker head will kind of like pull it out, and it makes it look a lot fluffier and bigger than it really is. And we've had guys go in there run a stripper behind it, and it usually doesn't pay for the diesel, you know,
right. And
it dang sure tears up the gen. And this is hard on equipment, but I don't know. Maybe if there was an instance where somebody really had a problem, but I don't usually.
So the stuff left out in the field on the stock versus clean it plumb up, the weight versus the grading, probably it pays to have better grade.
Yeah, because it's usually shorter staple, so the fiber will be shorter.
Okay.
It's just immature. And that's why if the picker had a hard time pulling it off of the plant, then there wasn't a lot to grab onto.
To anyway. Yeah, but it looked like it makes good cattle grazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and
that's why you always worry about the guy that's got the new farm on the highway because he's going to make sure it's clean because he doesn't want people talking about him.
Yeah, yeah, that's the guys that mow their right away so the quail can't go up and down the bar ditch.
There you go.
Yeah, same guys. I know who you're talking about.
Yep.
And anyway, so we're talking about staples and grading and all that. We're already on that subject, so let's talk a little bit about that.
All right.
Help people understand that, you know, even though the cotton market right now, the futures on it right now is like 86, 87 cents a pound, but that doesn't mean that you'll grade out to that or none of that.
Right.
Explain that. Explain every bit of that, how it's graded, the whole nine yards, how that works.
Hoping I had a loan chart here. So cotton is kind of like if you've ever been unfortunate enough to have to buy a woman a diamond, you know, they've got like five or six different categories that they, you know, clarity and whatever. Well, cotton, you're going to have the color, which really doesn't get affected by the gin that much. Your staple length, they've got a something called micronair, and that's basically the thickness of the fiber, and it'll be graded on that. You kind of got like a normal range, and then a high mic and low mic. It's just not good for
high mic bad or low mic good bad.
They're both bad.
They're both bad.
Yeah, you want to be in the middle.
You want to be in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in uniformity, and then you've got leaf. You know, that's part of it. They'll give it a leaf grade of 1 through 5, but sometimes worse. But
right.
And bark is for our neck of the woods. Bark's a big one.
Explain that.
Okay, so when you're there's different things that could cause cotton to have a bark content, and it's some of it happens in the field and some of it happens
in
the gym.
Is the bark off the stalk?
Yes.
Okay.
And it comes off like fibers, and so it's really hard at the mill side of it to mechanically separate it. So in the cotton industry, bark's treated like rye is with wheat because you can't just sift it.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. So your leaf is kind of like your chaff and your dockage, and then you know. Barks like your.
Is it a bad dockage? Is it pretty severe?
3.5 cents.
Oh yeah, that's a bunch.
And then it goes up to a little over a nickel if you get bad bark. Yeah.
And then so what can they do in the field to prevent that? I mean, what causes it? The guy hauling butt through there with his stripper.
That can do that also. Yeah. And there's kind of a myth that's floating around in the cotton industry that you know the.
I like myths.
Yeah. That bark only happens in the field, and I've heard that from people in my industry say, yeah, bark happens in the field, not a lot that the gin can do about it. But the gin can't take it out, but it can help create it. So you just try to not create it. And we do a really good job of that. I'm really proud of my boys and what they've accomplished.
So you being the ginner, you're on top of that.
Yeah. We're on it probably 2 to 3 bales out of a module.
Right.
My ginner behind the console is walking down to the press and looking at a sample, and we're adjusting it. And you know, there are some times a field comes in and it got barked in the field, and like, okay, well, we can't do a whole lot about that, but we just try not to do that, you know, help a farmer out by barking it for, because it's just money that goes away. It's not like it moved from one pocket to the next. It just went poof. It's just value gone.
It's gone for everybody.
Yeah. It's just not a good deal.
No, because you guys got an unhappy customer if that happens, and then you guys lose out a little bit because you're marketing that cotton also.
Last year was a bad year for bark around the.
Is it because it was so dry?
Yeah, and we did an exceptionally good job, I thought. My classing office, for, you know, you take a sample off of both sides of the bale of cotton and you send it to the classing office, and they're the ones that grade it. You know, you don't have anybody in a scale house that's grading it. It goes to the USDA, and they were running mid-20s%, I think, of all the bales that went up there got barked. And up until we were running right around 2 up until the very end. We had a couple train wrecks that we got to gin that kind of brought the numbers up to about 9. But
right,
we typically, one thing I'm really impressed about our plant is that it was built for quality, not speed.
Quantity.
Yeah.
Quality versus, and that's good. That's what everybody wants.
Well, right before I came here, I worked for a company called LP Brown, and I'm traveling to cotton gins from Mississippi. That's where I've got to meet the ginner that they bought that gin from.
So is that where you're originally from?
No, I'm from Carnegie.
Oh, originally. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't sound like you you remember the SEC conference.
But I was talking to this older gentleman, and he owned his own gin, and he raised 20,000 bales or so of his own cotton. And we were doing some work up there, and I was putting some equipment in. I Continental is the brand of equipment that we run at Hobart.
Okay.
And I told him it was kind of odd when I'm in Lubbock or Oklahoma, you don't see Continental equipment. But you come out here, and Continental equipment's everywhere.
Okay.
And that guy said, well, son, if those boys in Texas ever start ginning their own cotton, you'll see a lot more Continental equipment out there. And so that's just kind of sums it up.
It's the equipment.
A lot of it's equipment and right. How it's ran, and the way this one's set up, it was set up to be gentle. That's the big thing, is gentle ginning is one of the hallmarks of Continental equipment.
Right.
You know? So I guess what makes us the gentle giant. But.
Right. Well, you'd think people down in big part of Texas, they had Continental. Cause, I mean, Texas is the biggest cotton producer in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more in the irrigated picker areas that you'll see the Continental equipment, because a lot of times you're just trying to get stuff through the gin, you know.
Right.
But I see a lot more of that equipment, like in Corpus when I'm working down there.
Right.
And but not usually on. You don't see a whole lot of Continental. That's what Altus uses, is Continental. But you don't. Right. Other than that, you don't see a whole lot of.
Right. But then, so how much? What's your capacity per day there, Hilbert?
Oh,
on just a normal average day.
Around 800 bales a shift,
right.
But we haven't got to the point that we're running night and day.
Right.
So, you know.
And hopefully that comes up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we ain't got the greatest year going on
right now
anything.
I wish this rain would have hit about a month earlier and I would have been busy. But
yeah. So, well, it's still, there's still some good looking cotton out there right now. But is it late?
It's going to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be late, because if
so, you're not going to be home Thanksgiving.
It's not going. Oh no, I won't. No, I'll be happy for Christmas, but I doubt it.
Oh, well, let's take a quick break, and let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau Association. When we get back, we're going to talk about maybe finish up on the plant, talk about its crew, and some other stuff coming up. Pretty interesting. I got some trick questions for him.
Great.
So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rainstorm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Woodward, here's your forecast, your ag weather forecast. Currently at 70 degrees, dew points at 64, humidity's at 80. Winds are out of the east, southeast at 11 miles an hour. So far, you've got 16/100ths of an inch of rain today. Last 10 days, you lucky guys, 2.25 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature is 69 degrees. Fractional water at 10 inches, 0.8. Sunrise, 7:18. Sunset, 7:48. Rain showers likely today in 71, 30%. Another round coming through tonight, 70% chance of rain showers and a nice 59 for a low. Open the windows and let some fresh air in the house. Rain showers likely tomorrow, 72. And it's going to 70% chance of rain. Join the Wheeler General Store on September 16th. That's coming up this Saturday for their annual customer appreciation celebration and goat roping. There's a story behind that. But come grab some lunch. Let the kids jump around in the bounce houses and win a door prize. Goat roping will start at 10 a.m. and lunch will be served at 11. So take your kids out there, get involved in that goat roping. They'll work up an appetite, and lunch will be served at 11 o'clock. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside Wheeler, Texas. They're looking forward to celebrating with you. Feed season also is around the corner. The Wheeler General Store gladly delivers feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For a price, call contact Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. I'm telling you guys, unless you really know him, he is one of the best dudes around. He is a good guy. Him and Charity do a great job, and they support our communities on both sides of the state line. So pay them back. Give them some business out there in Wheeler. All right, back with me from the Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma, is Mr. Aaron Heilman.
Yes,
Heilman. Anyway, I'm getting it close. Anyway, we were talking about the plant and mm-hmm. what's your production, and we got off on grading and stuff like that, which is pretty cool because I need to learn about it. And anyway, how about your crew? What you got going with your crew out there?
Well, our core crew brings a lot of experience to the table. I mean, just on the marketing side, there's 45 years worth of experience in that office. And then between Janie and Sadie, and you've got me and Court Seltzer out in the gin, and the cotton industry, there's a thing called a certified ginner.
Okay.
And it's like a 3-year process. You got every year there's a gin school. You got to go through level one, level two, level three, and take your test. And they're kind of few and far between in Oklahoma, and there's three of them at Hobart.
Right.
So we've got three certified ginners. And are, of course, a heck of a mechanic. I'm telling you, as far as like taking stuff around, and I'm an electrical control systems programming kind of guy, so between the two of us,
you got
we can do a lot, and that's kind of where we have to get some of our efficiencies. We're not going to get it and cutting some shortcuts on the ginning. It's kind of the popular
so
thing to do now.
So is the gin single phase or three phase?
Oh, it's three phase.
I just throw that out there.
Yeah, it's definitely three phase.
Yeah, you got a lot of juice going in there.
There's a lot of juice.
I'd hate to see you guys electric bill.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't. So you got a good crew.
We got a really good crew. We got a lot of expertise, you know, whether it's between electrical, hydraulics, or mechanical, we've got it covered. And just a lot of really good guys. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. You got a cough button there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. That's cool.
I wish I had one over here because I have bad allergies.
Gotcha. But, yeah, that's really what makes us do so well when it comes to the grades, because I've taught several of the guys in the gin, so it can be everybody from the guy on the module feeder to the guy rolling up samples, and everybody in between is looking at the cotton at every step of the way through it. We'll take I have a mountain of little plastic bags that we'll grab the module tag, put it in there, and we'll grab cotton and just kind of archive it back to just check stuff out. And
right.
then when we get the grades back later on, we'll compare it to and see if it
where
was,
are the grades sent off to?
Well, ours goes to Abilene.
Okay.
That's
probably, there's not very many, is there? There's not very many grading stations, is
no,
there?
No, no. Well, not as many as there used to be. They're starting to kind of consolidate and get bigger. Because the thing is, you can't sell your cotton until it gets graded. So they don't want it to be sitting,
right?
You know, waiting, because that's what the farmer's like really waiting on, is to get his grades back so he can market it.
I gotta get that sold before the end of the year because I'm not paying taxes on it
next
year. I know all about it. Anyway, so the grading's done. So so you guys got a great relationship with the grading station in Abilene?
Yeah. I mean, they work for us and they know that.
Right.
I mean, it's all a real friendly type situation. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Anyway, they got well, we're back on grades again.
Yeah.
And so cotton's 85 cents a pound scenario.
Right.
All right. So you're what's a bad grade? What's a low grade? Let me not say bad grade. What's a low grade?
BG.
Okay. What's a high grade?
That's just not BG. I mean, you can get there's a there's some premiums for like longer staple, whatever.
Right.
Majority is going to be discounted.
That's what I've seen that name there before. Because you talk about, well, here's I'm going to be discounted if I don't this, all that stuff. So what they're, and they got, so you got good grades. Because I'm wanting to learn more about grading. I just can you talk to them just plain?
Well, then you get into some other things of, is your cotton in a pool or not? Because if it's in like in a pool or in a contract, they're going to go off your loan chart, and where did you come up with them grade? And
okay.
Then there'll be like a certain like cents a pound premium to that or whatever, depending on the market.
You know? Right.
Because 55 cents ain't going. It's not going to fly, you know.
I called one of the cotton farmers around here down by Delhi one day to explain to me the grading system on cotton, and when I got done with that phone call, I was lost.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm not a cotton farmer, okay? So,
but now if you're open market, it's totally different.
Okay.
Because maybe
is most cotton contracted?
A lot is.
Okay.
But if you're open market, maybe this buyer's looking for long staple for a blend for a mill over here.
You
know, and he might pay a little bit more for that just because it might fit the buyer's needs.
I got you. So, all right.
So, like, I really think that there for a while, and when the big conversation when I was a ginner at Carnegie was a stripper or picker. Well, there might have been like 5 cents difference in loan with a picker and stripper, but there was 12 cents difference on the open market. So, it's just kind of, and then that's year to year.
And a nickel 7 cents don't sound like that much, but that's a bunch.
Yeah,
if you're, especially if you got a lot of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So your relationship with your customers, how important is that to you?
Very. And I mean, there are owners, there are customers. I mean, that's who we're here for. So.
Yeah. Cause you guys are a co-op.
Yeah. And well, we're owned by two co-ops.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, when you go through a loan chart, you've got all those different things, and we're looking at the one number I care about is the next to the pay to the order of. Everything we're doing is to try to get that check as big as we can to keep, well, I mean, diesel's not cheap.
No.
You know, nothing's cheap.
No.
Bearings are stupid high.
Oh, isn't it, though?
Yeah. I died. We went to Consolidated to pick up some bearings. Like, oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that more than once. And then I got some bearings for one of my piece of equipment out on the farm here a while back. I come out of there. I was like, well, there went my lunch.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does the marketing work on cotton? Help us out on cotton. The farmer brings it to you.
I think I would probably – I'm really good on the gin side because that's where I my work is. And,
right.
And I'll probably bring Sadie or somebody.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
I'm afraid I'll – stick my foot in my mouth and say something stupid. I think it did a while ago because my phone just went off.
Oh, so, dude, we'll read what it says on there. No, I'm just kidding you.
Yeah, I did something stupid.
Okay. And so anyway, well, at least somebody's out there listening.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's at least two.
Anyway, well, let's let's take a break and let's come back and let's finish up with your upcoming cap fry.
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Are you ready for crisp air, a cool
cool breeze and changing leaves, so are we. Let's celebrate this season with a picture of luxury. A brand new 2023 Buick Enclave, Envision, or Encore GX. It will make your practice perfect, and you'll score big with massive savings. And stay cool all season long. No playing games. Drive home from Cummins today. Only from Cummins. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Weatherford. Just off I-40 and Airport Road and online at CumminsBPG.com. Experience the new Buick.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
Find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
The farmers, ranchers, you know, generally need a heavy ply tire because they're always pulling a trailer, got hay bales, you know, have equipment. They generally have a lot of tires on the ground. I mean, trailers and trucks and equipment.
Is the lifespan of their tires different from a regular passenger?
Correct. Yes, they are. They generally are a little bit less just because they are abused more than an average customer. They need a good set of tires because if they're down for a day, they're in trouble. It is costing them money. They should go to L&R Tire. We have them in stock and we know what they need.
Why have they used you through the years?
Good service. Like I said, we always generally have the tires in stock, and we treat them with respect. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Show's going to go viral here in a few minutes. So anyway, all right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast. And guess what? Since Aaron's in here with me from the Western Co-op, Cotton Gin, I get it all right here in a minute. Anyway, we're going to go with Hobart, Oklahoma. How about that? 70 degrees, dew point 67, humidity's 87, southeast winds 9 miles an hour. I think his showers are rolling through there right now. Well, let me just see. I'll just tell you so I'm not lying. Yeah, showers running through there right now. Okay, the winds are out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour so far. You've got 0.01 hundredths of an inch. Last 10 days, almost an inch. You might get there today. 91 hundredths of an inch. 3-day average soil temperature, bare soil temperature, 74. It was just around 87 a few days ago. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunrise, 7:17. Sunset, 7:46. Today, 60% chance of rain showers and 75 for a high. Tonight, 70% chance of rain showers, 62 for a low. Tomorrow, 80% chance of rain showers and 77 degrees. I got a question for you, Mr. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
So, in a cotton field, see how your farming knowledge is. I want to check with you. If you with all this precision farming, you know, everything looks so beautiful with farming these days. But here, a couple months ago, a guy was showing where he just got through planting a cotton, and his every other row when he was turning was crooked.
Oh, yeah?
Does that affect the grade on the cotton?
Nah, just her heart on the ego, but other than that.
That's for you, Mr. Sentinel. So, anyway. Oh, he's going to make a Facebook post tonight. I heard this guy on Today and Ag was talking about me today. Anyway, we'll have some fun on that. Well, coming up, when is your calf fry?
September 27th. They'll be at the gin. And it's going to be our harvest kickoff. We'll have calf fried. We're probably going to smoke some pig and that type of thing because not everybody partakes in the calf fried.
Calf fried,
so you have to have something else. But we've got, well, I guess I'm going to announce it right now. I was going to announce it there, but we've got some warehousing changes that's going to give some, give our farmers some options.
Oh, okay.
So things have changed. You and I were talking earlier about Trump and cotton, and, you know, those days are gone.
Oh, yeah.
And cotton's a lot more mobile. You know, we've gin cotton from over by Wellington. I mean, it just moves around.
Here in about a month, all you see is peanut trucks and cotton trucks running up and down the road, and you can see what was that day because it's on the road.
Well, we had a few drifters that wandered off and ginned their cotton in another state, and they really seemed to like that warehouse.
Okay.
And so we're going to be able to we contacted the warehouse, and they delivered bale tags to me just the last week. So
oh, cool.
When you call in your cotton, you say you got these month, you need us, just tell us what warehouse you wanted to go to.
I got you.
And so yeah, that's just one other. I mean, the gentleman I was talking to really felt like it made a difference on his bottom line, and that's what we're like I said,
yeah,
whatever that number is next that pays to the order of, that's what we're there for. Okay. So if it's a little bit more work on our part, but if it benefits them, then yeah, we'll have that option.
Okay, cool. It was great. So, well, you got an announced today, and you announced it again today. So what all's going on? What's will be happening at the Calf Fry?
At the Calf Fry, we're going to be going over, like, Mae's eating calf fries. That's
right.
The main reason
well,
why everybody's
going to
be there.
What day is that?
The 27th.
Let me check my schedule. What time?
Noon.
Noon? No, oh, please don't tell me. Oh, I might have to record the show for that
there
day.
There you go. But, Western Equipment sponsoring, so they're going to be, I'm sure they're going to be there.
They're going to have one of them big million-dollar strippers there.
I'll call John Setzer, see what he's going to But, yeah, we're going to go over some numbers and that type of thing. Some of the stuff that I thought, I was trying to decide if I wanted to talk about it on the radio, but it's kind of like, it doesn't show up as well over the radio, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
We'll do it over there.
Yeah, do that, and then so you're going to be, let me see your deal there. I think I took a picture of it. The great discussion, warehousing updates, all bite, no bark. What's that about?
Well,
is that what you didn't want to talk about?
No, that's fine.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Fine. No, it was just something that I popped off.
Oh.
Because we have a fryer that holds like 30 gallons of oil. And we cook fish there for the farmers. You know, we're always feeding. If you walk away from one of ours hungry, it's your fault, not ours.
All right.
I mean, we like to feed. And it was just our grades came back.
I like
back.
It. I thought maybe it was a class.
No, the grades came back. Was looking at the years. Like, wow, we're like one of the top gins like in the nation on this. Some of these grades, like great. So
right.
Yeah, we're all about eating and not about barking cotton. You know, all bite, no bark.
Well, how does people get a hold of you guys to talk about bringing your cotton or what's going on? How do they get that all done?
Well, you can call the office at 580-726-5670.
Okay.
Or just drop by. And I mean, I'm a cotton ginner. I love talking shop and talking cotton. And, you know, if you can't make it on the 27th, just drop by. If you see our pickups out there at the gin and the overheads are up, yeah, just come on out to the gin because that's where we're at. So.
Oh, and how much storage acreage do you guys got around there?
A lot. I'll have to ask Court. Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. Yeah. So, all I remember about cotton, besides what I see you guys doing right now, is when cotton harvest started, the gin was down here where the farmers co-op is right now here in Elk City, and we lived straight north of there about a mile. Holy moly, we knew when the ginning started. Actually, I like the smell of gin and cotton.
Yeah, as long as it's just not the burning smell. That's
right.
That's not a good smell.
No, it's not a good smell.
No.
What causes that burning smell?
Short staple, low mic cotton getting stuck in ribs of a gin stand, usually, or a bearing.
Yeah. Well, you know your cotton ginning, then, don't you?
Well, we call it experiences, things that happen to you that you wish happened to somebody else and you just heard about,
right.
Kind of like that.
Oh, what I didn't cover, what about transportation, cotton, the cotton hauling?
That's going to be, there's going to be plenty available for us this year because a month ago, when we were getting everything planned out, Mother Nature was playing a lot nicer.
Oh, I know.
And so, yeah, we'll have plenty of trucks available.
Right.
And because that's the thing is, my goal is just to more or less, you know, haul all day and every day just gin it off. I don't want to backlog up a bunch of cotton
right.
in the yard.
Right.
So.
So cool. Well, Aaron, thanks for coming on the show with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, this was fun, and thanks for that. I won't say that out loud. Anyway, thanks for that, and good luck this cotton harvest. And I may or may not be over there for the calf fry, because I love calf fries.
We'll save you a plate.
All right, and then I'll see if I can get the show recorded and come over there. That's the only time I can take off, because none of these guys around here will do my ag show, because we don't know nothing.
Oh, well, I don't know much, and I'm here.
Anyway, appreciate you coming in, and safe travels back to Hobart.
Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, let's do a update on current markets right now, grains and stuff like that. And again, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Corn, September, 459, December, 482, March, 496. September soybeans, up 7.5 cents, 1343. September, November, 1360, January, 1375. Soybean meal, September is even, 401.90 per short ton, 401 even for October, 400 even for December. Soybean oil for September, 64.43 even. October, 62.94, up about 0.1 cent. December, 61.72 even. Hard red winter wheat, let's see this. I didn't want to see this. Man, it's down. Anyway, September, 7.10, down 26. December, 734, down 10. March, 739, down 8. What else we got here? Let's go with cotton, since we was talking about it. It's all in the green today, which is good. October, cotton, 86 cents a pound, 86.06 to be exact. December, 87.59. March, 88.04. May, 88.22. And July is 87.66. Sugar, since I seen Sugar Daddy this morning, October sugars at $26.98 per pound. That's almost 27 cents a pound for October, and March is 27 cents a pound. Speaking of Sugar Daddy, I know he'll probably be there in the morning. OSU Extension office in Beckham County will be putting on the peanut blasting for this part of Oklahoma for peanut growers. We'll see people from Texas and Oklahoma everywhere in there. 9:30 at the Sayre County Fair Barn in the morning. And you guys are going, you need to get excited now, because we're going to do a two-part TikTok on peanut hull blasting starting tomorrow and finish up part two next week. It's going to be good. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be great. All right, live cattle for October, 185.67, December, 190.45, February, 195.02. April live cattle, 198.70. Everything's in the green, really in the green for cattle today. Feeder cattle up very nicely. September, 255.12, up $1.62. October, 261.82, up 277. November, feeder cattle, 265 even, up 342. January, 265.05, up 385. And March, feeder cattle, 266.97, up $4.05. Lean hogs for October, the hogs are down today in the red, 83.45 October, 75.40 for December, 79.30 for February, 84.52 for April, 89.15 for May. So there you have it. Looks like the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, they're all in the green right now. And what's West Texas Intermediate? October, 90. It's up over $90 today. It's at 90.30, so I ain't looking good. Up $1.78. November, 89.71, up $1.83. Natural gas is up a little bit, not much, 2 cents at 2.70 for October, 2.98 for November, and 3.41 for December. There you have it. That's your update on your markets. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, got this real quick. Check this out real quick. The Cattlemen's Beef Board, the CBB, will invest approximately $38 million into the programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industrial information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during the fiscal 2024, subject to USDA approval. in its action at its end of its meeting September 6th and 7th in Denver, Colorado. The Beef Promotion Operating Committee, the BPOC, approved checkoff funding for a total of 12 authorizational requests, and they were good ones. So anyway, keep going. You're doing a good job promoting beef. It looks like the biggest one was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association at $25 million and the United States Meat Export Federation at $8,150,000. And the Cattlemen's Beef Board got $1.8 million. And the National American Meat Institute got $330,000. So there you have it. Hope you guys enjoying the show. And today with Aaron from Western Planters Cotton Gin. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. Tomorrow is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.